When I'm grown up, I'll be a fairy like her too. Mummy calls me her fairy-in-waiting. I'll have big sparkly wings and my own beautiful shiny crown, and I'll be able to do magic just like Mummy. I already know what my first spell will be. I'll wish for a unicorn of my very own. Although I can't do spells just yet, I can play with my magic wardrobe. You'll meet Wardrobe later. Being a fairy in waiting is a big secret. I'm not allowed to tell anyone, not even my best friends, Tom and Lenka. And I definitely can't tell my not best friend Zoe. She is the meanest girl ever, and she lives next door. Sometimes I think she might find out about Mummy being a fairy. But she hasn't yet. And life in a fairy family is fun, even when there's a hitch or a glitch. Uppery-do, the day we flew to school. It was time for school, and we were going to be late. I knew this because Mummy was running around the house shouting, "Where's my bag? Where's my bag?"
"I'll find it," said Daddy.
He looked under the table and in the fridge.
"Not here. Where did you see it last?"
"I don't know," wailed Mummy. She threw all the sofa cushions on the floor, but her bag wasn't on the sofa. It wasn't in the microwave either. I quickly looked in all the drawers. Ollie thought we were playing a game. He pointed at the ceiling and said, "Wheezy, wheezy, wheezy."
"All right," said Mummy. "There's nothing for it."
She stamped her feet three times, clapped her hands, wiggled her bottom and said marshmallow, and poof, she was a fairy. Then she picked up her computer wand from the table. Most of the time, it looks just like a normal phone, but as soon as she touches it, the screen starts to glow and it grows into a wand. Mummy says a wand needs a fairy's touch to come alive. Mummy Fairy waved her computer wand, pressed a code on the screen, bleep, bleep, bloop, and said, "Baggery-doo!" Nothing happened. I looked at Daddy, and Daddy looked at me. Mummy says when she was at school she was so busy doing sums and playing tennis and telling people what to do that she didn't have time to practice her spells properly. Granny says if only she used an old-fashioned wand instead of that silly computer wand, then her spells would work much better. "I don't think the spell worked," I said anxiously. "Shall we just keep looking for the bag?"
"Well, it should have worked," said Mummy Fairy.
She bashed her computer wand. "What's wrong with this thing?"
"Look," said Daddy, and he pointed through the open window. "What's that?"
We all peered out. There was a sort of multicoloured cloud in the sky. It was getting bigger and bigger.
"What is it?" said Mummy Fairy. "It's coming towards us," said Daddy.
"It's bags," I said. "It's lots of bags. It looks like it's going to rain bags." The cloud was right above us. It rustled and quivered. There was a tremble of thunder. Then, whoomph! There was a bang, and the bags started raining down all over the house and garden. There were all sorts of bags. There were handbags, carrier bags, and paper bags. There was a tartan shopping trolley and a unicorn rucksack, and a pink bag with a big black buckle.
"Ooh," said Mummy Fairy, "I like that one."
I loved the unicorn rucksack best. It was all glittery. Some of the bags landed in the garden, but some came down the chimney and some fluttered in through the window. One brown paper bag blew itself up with air, started dancing in the fruit bowl, did a waltz with a banana, then popped. A beach bag landed on Daddy's head and he said,
"Get off!"
"Oops," said Mummy Fairy.
"I don't know how that happened. I'm sure I said the right spell."
She started bashing